Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that whenever you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. I hope something you hear in the next hour opens a door for you and helps you move forward. Now, what would it be like to start out on one path in life and then have the courage to change direction? And what if when you made that change, when you followed that inner knowing, that divine guidance, that intuition that led you down a new path, you discovered that the change you were making wasn't just for yourself, but was positively affecting the lives of hundreds of people and more? My guest on today's show is Jody Orton. When she connected with her purpose, it meant moving from legal executive to committed foster and adoptive mother. She and her husband have opened their home and their hearts to more than 100 foster children. I was really moved by Jody's story in the Choice Point documentary, and I invited her to be with us to talk about living a life of purpose, about opening to love, and about how change can start small and then expand to affect much more than you might think possible. I will introduce you to Jody in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? You can sign up for the free class Lisa Tunney and I are teaching next Wednesday, get the skinny on upcoming radio show topics, and you can even explore what it would be like to connect with me privately for some compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance. The monthly Out of the Fog Salon is Saturday, only a couple more days to go, guys. That is the low-cost, high-vibration, love and light-filled, laugh-your-head-off online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading and we all have a blast in the process. If you've got a burning question that you'd like some guidance about, that might be for you. So there are details at fogcitypsychic.com, and I hope I will see you there. And I want to give something away. Is that all right with you guys? I'd like to give away a free seat in Saturday's online gallery reading. So all you need to do is answer that question. Now, everybody's intuitive, right? So you got to concentrate. Ready? My favorite mug, which was red and it had stripes on it. I love that mug. It broke a couple of weeks ago. And so now I'm drinking my radio tea out of a different mug. So here's the question. Sharpen your intuition. Ready? What color is my new radio tea mug? What color is it? When you think you know the answer, email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com, and you will be entered to win a free seat in Saturday's online gallery reading. That's Karen at fogcitypsychic.com. I will choose the winning entry from at random from all the ones that come in. And now, Jody Orton and her husband live in Missouri, and together they have 10 foster and adopted children. 9 of those children are still living at home. The family lives on a wildlife conservation property where they provide forever homes for large animals. Jody is a reactive attachment disorder specialist, as well as an outspoken advocate for transitional youth with disabilities. The family was named the 2011 Foster Family of the Year by the National Foster Parent Association, and they were chosen that same year to share their story about purposeful living and making a difference. Jody's also an author, you know, in her spare time, of three children's books, and was featured in the award-winning documentary Gold Medal Service about her work with Special Olympics in Iowa. She's featured in the short documentary Fostering Change, which you can see an awesome trailer for at halofilms.co.uk. Jody, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, thank you very much. It sounds like I'm such an important person when you read all that stuff about me.
I think you must have astonishing time management skills.
I think so. I think that those of us who live busy lives tend to live in kind of a hypermanic state. You know, I really do. I think that... I think we learn from a young age to keep our heads down and keep going, because if we stop, the world just starts spinning.
Mm-hmm. But there's a way to do that, at least what I try to do, because I have a pretty busy life as well, and I try to sort of infuse that manicness with as much joy as I can get in there. Because there's a difference between that awful, oh my gosh, I have to get it all done, I'll never get it all done, we're doomed, and going fast but enjoying yourself.
You know, it's so interesting that you would say that. I think that there comes a point where the dishes in the sink don't matter, and where the laundry monster, you know, who is roaring in the laundry chute and you know, taking over the laundry baskets and the whole thing, where that becomes so secondary to the joy of reading a book to your child, or going outside to play, or in my case, going to the barn and watching the baby animals running around. And although I think we still get a bit anal about thinking about all that stuff in the sink and the laundry monster roaring, we do jump towards that joy because we understand that second is just not going to be there.
Yeah.
That second of joy is just, it's going to be gone. And, I have learned with all of my children that time with my child reading that book or taking the nap, or when my 4-year-old says, "Mom, you need to come sit with me," that I drop what I'm doing and I do that.
Yeah. It's true. I've heard myself say, my kids are 10 and 13, and I've heard myself say, you know, "No, I can't come listen to this. I have to look at my email." Uh-huh. And then you stop and think, oh, really?
Exactly.
Email? Really?
I firmly believe, you know, I have all these little quips that I spew out there sometimes, and sometimes I think I put them out there to take my own advice. And I truly believe that each and every moment that we don't spend with our kids will never get back. Ever. And that's profound when you think about that. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that. And you know, I do the same thing as you. I'll be on my computer looking at my email, and one of my kids will be talking to me, and I can just tune them out completely. And I catch myself saying, "Now, why did I just do that?"
Mm-hmm. And I think so much of what I get as I hear your story, as I learn about your journey, is about finding love in every moment and not, probably, I'm sure that you do sweat the small stuff sometimes, but staying in that flow, even if it takes you on a path that other people might look at that and go, "Wow, that I could never do that."
You bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There, you know, so many people will say, "Why?" And it's for me and for my husband, for our family, and even for our older kids now, it's not a why, it's a when. It's a because it's who we are and what we do. It's because we are lamplighters. We understand exactly what it is we're doing in this moment, what brought us here, and what it is we are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that simple. Those quicksand questions just don't even exist.
And it is true that, especially when you are raising a family that draws attention, that you have to be really proud of who you are, really strong in who you are as a family and what you're doing.
I think so. And I think families like ours that are brought together are very powerful role models. Every person in our family, including myself and my husband, every animal on our farm, even our house itself, everyone has a story. And everybody brings that story to the family. And I remember a few times where my kids, we would be involved in some sort of speaking engagement. And my kids would define themselves by, let's say, the drug that their mother took, or when they were adopted, or whether they were foster children first, as part of their journey. They're all Ortons. They're all family. They're all equally a part of who we are, but very, very proud of the journey that brought them to that place that we are at today. Very
wonderful.
Proud.
Wow. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Jody Orton. We're talking about the living a life with purpose, the way that she and her husband made a change in their life that now has opened up their home to foster and adoptive children. We'll be right back after this.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I am a natural woman, and so is Jody Orton. She's my guest. We're talking about living a life of purpose, about opening your heart, about finding joy in every moment. Jody, welcome back. Every time she plays that song, I have to, ow. So I had to, I'm sorry, I just had to do that.
I did the same thing on my end.
It's important to have a little ow in your day, I think.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, what did you think you were going to be when you grew up? Did you think that when you grew up that you would be sitting where you are now?
Absolutely not. When I graduated high school, I went to nursing school. I was infatuated by the human psyche. Completely infatuated. I went to nursing school in a psych hospital where part of our clinical was having a key around your waist and going to the top floor and them telling us that, you know, if you feel unsafe, here's the key. This is how you get out. And I never wanted to leave.
Wow.
I guess the obscurity and the black and white just was fascinating to me. At any rate, I found out at a young age that I could not conceive children, but I always knew, just as I knew the sun would come up another day, that I would be a mom. I didn't really know how that was going to be, obviously, but I always entrusted that I would be a mom. I knew I wouldn't be pregnant. I can't say that now, that I really miss that. But I just knew that I would parent. And I think that knowing that in whatever way God was going to use me, in whatever path I was going to be led on, was going to be okay. But I think if someone had asked me when I was 18, hey, what do you think about this? By the time you're such and such an age in 2013, you're going to have 10 adopted children. I think if they had presented that to me back then, oh my goodness, I just don't know what I would have done, but I certainly would have laughed first.
How did this start? How did this start for you? You and your husband were both working and you were, I'm putting successful in ironic quotation marks, you were successful and you got to a place where you just kind of switched everything up. What happened?
You bet. Well, I had begun my journey even before Brett and I married. I had discovered, I had started reading about the plight of the Russian children as a result of the fall of communism, only to learn that there were over 300,000 children at that time in the orphanages in Russia, with no government support and no money. And it really just tugged at my heart, spiritually, intellectually, and that is kind of where my journey started. And that's just a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother way cool discussion. So we'll just kind of leave that one there.
Right.
But even after I had those two children as a single mom, I still lived in that world of defining who I was by my success. Defining who I was by the car that I drove and the clothes that I had, and constantly feeling as though I needed to prove that I could do everything, that I could be a mom, that I could boast about my adopted children, that I could have this full-time job that I could go to court and drop off my kids and that whole rat race world. And then on top of that, my kids were special needs. And so I was running to IEPs and just going nonstop.
Yep.
I think at some point you start to become uneasy. And I don't know that there's a whole lot of other way to explain that, except that your comfort becomes uncomfortable. And you start to question what you're doing, and you start to look at your kids and feel as though the scales are tipping. And I just could not get past at that point the idea that I had traveled around the world to a little town in southern Russia where I met my two children, where I had held them in my arms. I had flown on Aeroflot, which, thank you, Lord, in through the belly and made it on the ground. oh, my goodness. And then I came back to America with these two children just to put them in daycare. It just didn't sit right. And I really think that that was the beginning of redefining my journey. The beginning.
Yeah. And it was, how old were your two first children when you began to open your home as a foster parent? Because that's a whole different, I'm an adoptive mom and fostering is kind of a whole different world there.
Whole different world. My LJ and Helena were 5 and 6, I believe, when we first started fostering. And we kind of walked into foster parenting, I think, as so many other parents do, completely blinded. You know, we're going to make a difference in the world and we're going to do this one child at a time. And, I think that there's a bit more soul searching that needs to be done to be long-term effective in foster parenting. And I think that there, for me anyway, in hindsight, there needed to be a bit more preparation that I gave my children. But I have the most incredible, resilient children. Smart, caring, loving, with the biggest hearts. And every child that came into our home, every child, they welcomed with open arms. They just trusted in the choices that we made as their parents and the life that they had. And that's quite a tribute to them. They're now grown, and I think that they have, as well as we have, made a difference in the lives of so many kids along the way.
Right. It's very difficult, I think, for adults, and then maybe doubly difficult for them, your children, to see people come in and then leave, come in and then leave. Mm. It's very emotional.
Exactly. You know, it's also very difficult, and I know, you know, we're talking about joy and love and purposeful living, and the kids that come into our lives, whether it be through adoption or whether it be through foster or kinship care or even just taking in a friend's kid for a few days. Purposeful living, joy, love, all of those are, I believe, emotion and actions that happen as a result of history. You just don't create joy. Joy comes from an experience or reflecting from an experience. Love, although an emotion that we all have, has a history. We don't just walk up to our perfect stranger and say, "Hey, I love you." You know, well. You know, I guess we create that with a history and that history of respect and reciprocity all creates this amazing bond that we have with each other. And these kids come into our home never having experienced those things. And we create that for them, even though maybe we don't think that we do a lot of the time. We might go through year upon year upon year, and maybe 20, 30, 40 kids in and out of the home. But we are creating, even if it's just for a day, a history for that child. So maybe for just a minute, we create joy. The joy of picking apples off of a tree, the joy of flying a kite, or just an event that maybe in their darkest time, 10 years down the road, will help to inspire them to want to fight past that darkness.
Mm.
But for our kids that stay, or in our case, the ones that we refer to as our core children, those kids are entitled to that all of the time. Creating that history and creating that joy and creating that love that comes with heartache sometimes. And I think because of that, they can kind of spread that to the kids that come in and out of our home.
And there's that sense that when, let's say I come in and I don't know what's up, that by being in your house, I know from your kids that this is a safe place to be. This is an okay place to be.
You bet.
You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Jody Orton. Jody and her family are featured in the documentary Fostering Change, and that will be at the Kansas City Film Festival April 10th through 14th. You can find out more information at kcfilmfest.com. And if you'd like to see a trailer of Fostering Change, that's up at halofilms.co.uk. We'll be right back with Jody Orton after this.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Jody Orton. She and her family are featured in the documentary Fostering Change. Actually, they're the stars of the documentary. They are the documentary Fostering Change. You can see a really great trailer of that. Get a look at Jody. Get a look at her beautiful family and the way that she and her husband have opened their hearts, their homes, their lives to divine love, to nurturing, to caring for, to living with tons and tons of children, tons of animals, and are just living kind of wide open with great joy. You can see that trailer at halofilms.co.uk. The film will be at the Kansas City Film Festival in April. That's at kcfilmfest.com. And Jody just told me off the air that Fostering Change will also be seen at the Life Tree Film Festival in Loveland, Colorado. And Jody, you're going. Like, are you going in like a limo and a tiara?
Oh, really? Could you see me in a tiara with my muck boots? Really? Wow. No, but I am going alone. Can you imagine? I'm getting on a plane on Friday morning. It's going to be a logistical nightmare on Thursday, but on Friday morning, I will be on a plane. My girlfriend will be meeting me when I get to Colorado. She's a wonderful, wonderful spiritual person, longtime friend, does amazing things with her life as well, and has a special needs son, so we have a special connection. She'll be picking me up at the airport, and the two of us crazy people are going to drive to meet a third crazy lady who lives 30 minutes from the film festival, and we will be walking the red carpet there.
Wow.
At the film festival, and I will be part of a Q&A question and answer up there, I guess, and privy to all kinds of cool things by myself. Just a 48-hour kind of respite for me.
Nice. Wow. Congratulations. And the film is so moving. One of the things that really got to me as I watched it was you were talking about bringing a child in who didn't know what a refrigerator was. And that moved me, tremendously. And I'm wondering, as we're talking about giving love, about living a purposeful life, how can you model love, give love, show love to a child or an adult who hasn't received it, who it doesn't know what it is or what to do with it when you give it? How do you do that?
I think there are stages to that, regardless of age. I think, first and foremost, there has to be a safe haven that's kind of provided and not what we view as safe, but as that other human being views as safe.
Yes.
And that could be very different from what my assumption of safe is or what I feel safe in. And I think once you create that kind of environment, then you have to create an environment of acceptance. It's okay that you don't know what love is. It's okay that you've never experienced that. And it's okay if you don't experience it now. That's really important. But again, I think it all goes back to that history. It all goes back to creating those moments that create the feeling, that create the word. And the word might never come. The word might never connect to the feeling. But even in the raw emotion of life, I think that we can create a feeling that kind of draws something out of us that is soft and kind of cuddly or soft and cushy. It might not be as strong as an emittance of love, but it could be a caring, it could be a compassion. Because all of our animals are therapy animals, there are times when human to human just doesn't work. It could be human to dog, it could be human to goat, human to lamb, human to cow, chicken, duck, something, anything.
Wow.
That's kind of, where you need to get to. Sometimes we don't ever get there. And unless you have truly experienced a child who is completely empty of conscience, remorse, cause and effect, who has been scarred so severely that their ability to connect with another person hurts too much on that core basis, it's just impossible to explain to another person that that can exist. But it does.
Have there been experiences where you have had a child come in who wasn't a safe placement for you and your family because of issues like that?
That hasn't had a safe placement, or?
That wasn't because of those issues, because of that, which is just, and you made me cry. Darn it.
I'm sorry. You know what? For everyone listening, if you do go to the trailer, don't forget your tissue.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I'm sorry if I make you cry, but it evokes emotion. So get over it.
It does. And that's when I learned about you, Jody, when I messaged you on Facebook and I was crying. I'm like, Jody, I love you and I want you on the show.
Love you too, man.
I'm wondering what is a future like for a child who has had all that love, all the resilience stripped from them? Where is a safe place for that child who can't make the connection?
Well, those are the kids I work with.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we call reactive attachment disorder. And that in and itself is a whole nother spiritual realm, a whole nother journey. One that I take with especially moms every single day, all across the country. Very, very, very sad journey that we take as a result of what has happened to children. Those children that come into our home who are the most severe of reactive attachment disorder, don't thrive. They are the kids that need an environment that does not have emotion attached to it. They're very task-oriented. They're great at starting and completing a task. But the minute that you say to them, hey, you did a great job, they'll go back and undo what they did. They literally cannot feel that positive energy. It's a negative current at the most core of who they are. It's like touching an electric wire. There is no cure. And if you can only imagine, and I think one of the saddest things that we experience as foster parents, foster adopt, and those of us who are providers for reactive attachment disorder and work with parents, one of the hardest things for us is to share with a parent that there is no cure for this. We can make a difference in the life of this child. We can help this child to understand that no matter what they feel, this is a safe place and we accept you for who you are. But over and over and over again, I've seen these children rip marriages apart, rip families apart, rip themselves apart, and rip society apart. And it's generational. It just keeps going and going and going. It's very, very, very sad.
What keeps you going as you're working with those children, as you're experiencing that?
I think first and foremost, God keeps me going every single step of the way. And I throw that out there so freely. My path is defined by a long, long, long road. And I profess that sometimes I am on my knees. I walk that walk on my knees sometimes. And, but I think second to that, I truly believe in joy and I believe in laughter and I believe, in complete and utter purposeful living. You have to enjoy every single day. You have to know that what you're doing is making the difference in the life of another person. Not that you are asking others to like or dislike you, but that you are doing what you need to do to like and to love that day. And I think that that's an amazing place to get to, where you are there, you're focused, you're doing what you're supposed to do for the most part, and if you fall down, you pick yourself up and brush yourself off and just laugh it off and go on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's about, that's what I would call, pardon me, being in alignment. About
Absolutely.
Coming from center, about that's where hospitality comes from. That's when I'm aligned in that way, when I am connected with the divine, when I am in living purposefully, that's where I can then say, yes, welcome. Welcome to my heart. Welcome to my home. Come on in.
And don't you sometimes feel when you go a little bit off kilter one way or the other that you immediately know that you need to come back to that alignment?
Mm-hmm. And it's because of, and darn it, we're at the break, but it's because of history, like you said. It's practice. It's daily spiritual practice. Practice means you don't get it right away and then everything is fine. It means that every single day and every single thing you do, you are continuing to try. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Jody Orton. She and her family are the stars of the documentary Fostering Change. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Jody Orton. You can find out more about Jody and her family by checking out the trailer for Fostering Change at halofilms.co.uk. Jody, I got real sad there at the end of the last segment. So I want to be sure we go out in a happy way.
Absolutely.
What was it like for you to have a camera crew right in there with you and your kids and the animals and everything? Did that just make a total mess of your routine? Was it fun? What was it like?
Oh, I got to tell you, it was an absolute, I mean, talk about a way to close out this segment and be happy. It was the most amazing week. It was perfect. The crew came in and they set up our dining room, to their film room. So there were wires everywhere. Our crew was from the UK, except for our cameraman who was from our film guy who was, no, not our film guy, our sound man, who was from Kansas City, and we called him Tim the Jolly Green Giant Turned Brit. And he was huge. And for an entire week, I had a boom over my head. And for those of you who don't know what a boom is, it's this huge microphone, but it looks like a Swiffer. And Tim was like 6'6". So, and I'm tiny, you know, I'm like barely 5'1". So, it was very cool. My kids, and I know you can see this in the movie, my kids simply went about their life. They just did. But we do have a very funny story, and I'll make this very brief, and then I'll tell you where you can read more about it, because I kept a very funny blog. And it's on Blogspot, and it's very funny. There's one take in the movie where, our Sam, who was our director, wanted to see what happens when all of the kids have to do their chores. And at that time, Gabriel, my son, was 2.5, and Lara, my daughter, was 7. And their chore has always been to go get the eggs and bring them in, and they're usually pretty good about it. Well, this scene took 9 hours. For whatever reason, they kept dropping the eggs, and then they would giggle, and then the dogs would come and eat up the eggs. And then at one point, all of the ducks and chickens got out, and the chickens started eating the eggs. And it just got crazy. And so we were eating the pancake breakfast that you see on film, which happens around here all the time. Pancakes is a staple in our house. It happened at like 6 o'clock at night. And the cracking of the eggs, and the collecting of the eggs, I was just so thankful that it was October and the chickens hadn't gone on strike yet, like they do in the wintertime, because with the amount of eggs that fell on the ground, we certainly wouldn't have had enough for 13 people.
It was just magic.
And that was just one moment of so many. But to answer your question, It was a perfect moment in time. It was perfect. Our crew has become a part of our family. We talk all the time. And I think that the love for our family came through in this movie. And I think that's why it has been picked up by so many film festivals, because it just is beautiful. They have created such a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. And it's not, you know, I tell people all the time, watch the movie the first time, get over the fact that it's Jody and Brett and the kids and the animals and, you know, enjoy all of that. But we're just representative of hundreds and thousands of other people around the country that do exactly what we do.
Yes.
And the message is what we want people to remember when they walk away. And if a film festival picks up the movie as part of their film festival, how blessed are we all that all of those people get to experience our world and what we view as being purposeful living.
Mm.
That's cool. That's playing it forward.
Yeah. What would you say, Jody, to somebody who is feeling out of alignment, who's feeling maybe that big dream inside or that big need to help, and they're scared to do it. They feel it and they think about it and then they just can't quite take the next step.
Come visit me. That's what
okay,
I would say.
Okay, I'll be right over.
I know, Karen. You guys all need to come. Okay. Everyone who's listening, you just need to come and we'll just have a big party on the front lawn. I would truly say call me. Email, go visit someone, find your foster parent association, go to a school, talk to a grandparent raising a child, spend the day at a park. If it's children that are guiding you. But, you know, I want to emphasize as well that purposeful living is not about children. It's about love and it's about joy. If you're not feeling quite in alignment and you're in a job that you don't like and you just feel as though there's far more darkness than light in your life, you have got to run from that darkness to the light. You have to. That is the only way to be in alignment. It is the only way to live purposefully. And that could be learning how to ride a bike. It could be a garden. It could be going to the shore and sticking your toes in the sand and simply watching the iridescence of the waves at night. It could be so many amazing things that provide you with that center. For me, it just happens to be the chaos of 10 children and an ever-growing farm. It just is.
Jody,
and an amazing husband.
Oh yes, of course. We can't forget him.
No,
it takes two. It takes more than two, right?
I believe it takes Earth. I mean, it takes our universe. It takes everyone to raise a child. It's not one person. It's not two people. It's not a family. Purposeful living takes everyone. We all need to reach out. We all need to find that center, find that purpose. But I think that in my little world, it takes a village.
Jody, thank you so much for being here today. Really
my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you. That was Jody Orton. You can find out more about Jody and her family at halofilms.co.uk. You can check her out at the Kansas City Film Festival, kcfilmfest.com. And they'll be at the Lifetream Film Festival in Loveland, Colorado, where you can actually meet Jody and she'll be on a 48-hour child-free experience. That's all the time we have for today. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything. If you know what color my new tea mug is, email me, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com, so I can put you in the drawing for a free seat in Saturday's online gallery reading. Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guest will be healer and spiritual teacher Vincent Jenna, and that ought to be a great show. Thank you for listening today. Together we're spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to The Hit Show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.